Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 children of Yah, Israel family. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio tonight. Teacher Shane here tonight, hosting this edition of Blog Talk Radio while our pastor is away on official business, doing what needs to be done. Hallelujah, in the work of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm wondering how I'm coming through tonight. All right. We got tens. I'm on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Only on Blog Talk Radio tonight. No video, no YouTube, no straight live, just straight Blog Talk Radio tonight. Going to talk with my brothers, my sisters, family tonight. We're going to fellowship again in the word of the Most High Elohim Yah, because we rejoice and we are glad in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation at the beginning of the dead season, where all the wicked are getting ready to, you know, celebrate their dead holidays. Here we are, the people of Yah. There still remaineth a rest for the people of Yah. And we're about to enter into his rest. And boy, do we rejoice. Oh, hallelujah. 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 It's been a good week. It's been a good war. It's been a good fight. Always, you know, as we get closer to coming home, as we get closer to seeing our Master and our Savior and our Elohim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going from faith to faith, glory to glory. Hallelujah. Faith's getting stronger day by day, and it should be in the people of Yah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just going back and forth between the studio and the chat, seeing how many people are coming into the room tonight. Hallelujah. We got a small, we got the faithful, as always, in a small few. Hallelujah. Most High Yah always loves his few, and we always triumph as the few. Hallelujah. 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 Like I said, here we are in the dead season. And already, you know, we had to deal and squash, cut off the head of the viper, trying to do his deed, trying to do what he is made to do. But we thank Yah always for the overcoming victory. We thank Yah that we're here to able to be strengthened that which remains. And we thank Yah, as always, as we pray for one another, that our faith faileth us not, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I know I got a lot of new people, and we got a lot of new people coming online. As the old proverbial saying, they are waking up. And now they have to, you know, get their eyes tuned, their ears tuned, get their perceptions and conceptions and everything conformed by the word of Yah. And here I am tonight, a minister in the administration of a teacher tonight, coming to you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm very glad to. It's a good thing. And I thank the Most High Yah for this honor and this privilege. And you should thank the Most High Yah for the honor and the privilege to be a son and a daughter. It's not a light thing, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And as we are getting closer and closer, deeper and deeper into this dead season, I want to read to you something, you know, out of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, I believe. We're going to start at verse 16. And it says, "And they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods," strange mighty ones. "And they provoked him to jealousy with abominations. And with these they provoked him to anger And as they're getting ready to do, they sacrificed unto devils, but not to Yah. And they said they sacrificed to mighty ones, Elohims, that whom they knew not. That's amazing. They are sacrificing to these mighty ones, these gods, little g gods, whom they know not. I'm like, what? Why are you sacrificing onto something you don't know, but you're doing it anyway? But the status quo is it. Everybody's doing it. And getting ready to have to go through this dead season of watching the people of this world celebrate their dead holidays, getting ready to celebrate a dead Roman Catholic bishop, getting ready to trick or treat and give homage to a time of the year where somehow, some way, they say in the ethereal plane, in the spiritual plane, the wall or the severance or whatever it is, the curtain, whatever you may see, whatever they say, and maybe and in certain ways there is truth to it, where the realms between the spiritual and the physical is at its thinnest, that things can pass through at this time a lot easier. Time of the year they call, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, which is pronounced Samhain. Now some say Samhain, but no, it's pronounced Samhain. And where they get the term Halloween or Halloween, where they put out all their demonic images on pumpkins and dress up and play other characters and other images and all that. But back again to the word, we know what time of year it is. Those that of us that have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, they sacrificed unto devils and not to Yah, to gods whom they know not, knew not. And also to new gods that came newly up. It says, whom your fathers feared not. And it says, of the rock that beget thee, thou art mindful and hast forgotten Yahweh, Elohim, that formed thee. And it says, and Yahweh saw it, and he abhorred them, hated them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. And that's the first time we read pretty much from Genesis to Malachi, the word faith. And the other one is the just shall live by his faith. I believe that's in Habakkuk, if I do call to remembrance. Well, let's talk a little bit about faith tonight. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk. And as you know, the regular followers of Blog Talk and the ones that are faithful to Blog Talk, the Brothers Blog Talk, know that Teacher Shane has been in a study of the book of Hebrews since July 2015. And when now we have pretty much embarked on chapter 11, we've just made it all this time to chapter 11 of Hebrews, where it talks about faith and talks about those who through faith and by faith perform many things. And I told the saints of Yah, you know, in this teaching, when we was getting into it, we was going to all explore all, and try to get an understanding of faith, as I believe the Most High Yah and the Spirit would direct us to learn of faith. Because there's a time coming where we, the just, We've got to get to a point where we live our life by faith and not by sight. Many of you are coming into this and you're still walking by sight. But the Most High Yah is bringing you further. As you go on in years, you're going to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. And I've seen many, many throughout the years that have been disheveled and have been distraught and have been disquieted and everything because of what they see going on around them. But the people of Yah, there's something like, look, Brother Kabir did a video on peace. Something about, you know, the people of Yah that have the true Elohim, the Yeshua, HaMashiach, the spirit of Yah dwelling in them. There is a peace that passes all understanding to the people of Yah. No matter what's going on around them, there's still peace. There's still a control. There's still a tolerance. There's still a maturity in emotions, maturity in feelings, maturity in actions, because everything that is performed within them, the believer, this is directed by the Spirit of Yah. And if you be led by the Spirit of Yah, then you're sons and daughters of Yah. But praise Yah that we are. This is not of ourselves. This is of His will, of His delight, and of His pleasure. And we want to be a part of His delight. We want to be part of His pleasure. We want to be the ones entering into His joy. We want to feel His joy as the bride of Christ. You know, Pastor mentioned one time a while back, which was very profound. You know, and when it's in a, you know, the intense communication, when a man goes into a woman, called intercourse, we use that word right now. He said, you know, something very profound. You know, says a man, you know, when the two come together, the pleasure on the man's end is felt from the outside. But the woman receives pleasure and understands this communication from the inside. Now, we as the bride of Christ, you really look at this, and He being our husband, and as He has put His word in us and put His spirit in us, then we receive life. We receive pleasure from the inside. And this is a profound thing, and this is a marvelous thing in our sights, if perchance, if we could taste and see that Yahweh is good on this matter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. Go there real quick. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It says, for he that cometh to Yah must believe that He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, this is a faith walk. But you see, in this time and this hour, saints of the Most High Yah, we'll see a lot, you know, in this, let me draw in and say, in this world, we the saints of the Most High Yah, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. I'm going to talk about the people that are in this world. You know, we as the people of Yah, we should have divorced this world in many ways. But there is a God of this world. One thing He said so profoundly back in Isaiah, and we really need to hone on this, especially you know, and a lot of things that are happening in our time, what our eyes seeing, what our ears are hearing, especially in the events that are in this world surface now. Time like no time on this earth has ever been like this. He said he will be. Now, listen to this. He claimed this. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. So you see a lot of these institutions out here. See a lot of these businesses out here putting the name of Jesus Christ, you know, on the billboard, putting the name of Jesus Christ on the sign, using Jesus Christ as a way of monetary gain. And they themselves, they ascribe faith into manners as if, you know, faith to them is their traditions and their precepts. You know, if any of us have ever had a conversation, let's say with a Christian, say a Baptist or a Pentecostal or apostolic, you know, they claim that they are of the Pentecostal faith, that they are the Baptist faith, that they are the apostolic, whatever faith, you know, they ascribe in this faith according to what that building or that body that's not Christ would propel itself to be or form itself to be upon its traditions and precepts. You know, you can tell them, you know, we the saints of the Most High Yah, it's amazing that we will say, well, the word of Yah says this. But they will come and rebuttal. But we believe this. Now, you see the correlation. See, you know, I myself can give testimony, you know, and this is a background. I can look at it where the Most High has brought me from and reason why I can give witness, I can give testimony to this. I know where I've been. I know where I am now. I know where he has gotten me from. I know that the time when the Most High woke me up out of sleep way back in the 90s, burned all my mighty ones down to ashes. I remember going to a Pentecostal church, and I remember being baptized into that church. See, they baptized me into that body. And see, and the Catholics will baptize you into their body. And the Baptists and whoever they may, they have baptism and they have a way to baptize, but they're not baptizing you into the body of Jesus Christ. And you know, you really look at this and sit back at this and really see that the Hasatan said, I will be like the Most High. And you got all these institutions out here that's saying that they are Christ and they are baptizing you into that body, which is not the body of Christ. It's amazing. It's amazing. And even everything that they ascribe to, even their inclinations and their judgments and their perceptions is always, always from an external point, from the things they see naturally, from the things they hear naturally. And like, you know, what we read in Deuteronomy, and these people, they are getting ready to get into these festivals, these holidays, and sacrifice their children and themselves to mighty ones, to devils, to demons, to spirits they know not, but they're going to do it. And then you got all these religious institutions. You got the Buddhist and all these other ones. No telling, there's a plethora of them that's outside of the sacrifice of Christ. where they teach man that he himself can save himself, that salvation dwells down deep in him, and he's got to tap into his own salvation. When we know by the word of Yah, this is not the faith of Yah. The just shall live by his faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please the Most High Yah. Because we read a word written before us, and we're reading, the book of Hebrews. And as we bark on chapter 11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And we go later on in the chapter, we see many, many of our brothers, many of our sisters, our fathers and our mothers, their testimonies of faith. Well, we need to understand the workings of faith so that we as the people of Yah can understand the body of faith. Where we get our substance from, where we get our energy from, he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. That is the faith I'm talking of, that when you wake up out of sleep, that the first thought on your mind, the first thing out of your mouth is, without him, I can do nothing. I have said this over and over and over because I want my brothers and sisters to understand that starting out the day in the right mind with his mind, that you can take on the day in victory and you can close out the day in victory. Because we are a people that walk by faith, and this faith is given us not of ourselves. We didn't concoct it. We didn't build it. We didn't create it. But it was something that was given to us from that gift, from the one that when we were baptized, immersed in the Spirit, when we were baptized into the body of Christ, when we were baptized into his sufferings and in his temptations and his warrings. Then we understand as we go on in this fight, this fellowship with the greater one that is on the inside. Because if this greater one that is on the inside, we as the people of God, as we are reading a letter written to the Hebrews, we are the people that live this life in hope. We don't do as others. If you're walking this walk and you have no hope, then I'm wondering what spirit is in you. But we, the Hebrews, are a people that live life in hope because we have laid down our lives. And now we look into the life of one who gave himself for us. We look into the one that is the vine, that is the root, that is the vine, that is the source to where our faith will grow, our faith will be nourished. Because now, it's a beautiful how that starts out. Now, faith, now faith, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Hope. We are a people of hope. In us, as the word says, is going to be the hope of glory. And this is hope we not concocted in ourselves. We need to walk and fight and live this walk in this life in Yeshua with patience. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's amazing when we were out in the world, the things that we had lust for, that we had yearnings for. When we were out in the world, many of us, I know of myself, I had no hope for nothing. All I saw a lot of the days of my life was sorrow. And now in this regeneration, in this reformation of becoming a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. Now I have hope. And now I can read this word of Yah. And I can get it within my being. And I can, from the pages that I read and from the words that were inspired by inspiration of the words, by the Spirit of Yah, it gives me hope, hope that, you know, I have died twice. Death has no more dominion over me. Grave has no more victory over me. Now I understand that, once, you know, I cease to live life in this flesh, when this flesh no longer ceases to exist in this world, that I'm continuing to live on. That is hope. That is hope. That is hope. That is hope that I read, that I know if I fall into any temptation, that if I see a snare laid before me, a pit laid before me, I can get to the Word of Yah and get on my knees and cry out to the Most High Yah in hope of His deliverance, in hope of His mercy, in hope in His love. And, you know, and as I go on and go on, and I see this more and more as days go on, my hunger for the Most High Yah, and I see how hope in me is becoming more and more and more overtaking being within myself, I see faith, 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 faith. I see the body of faith within me. And the more I see that body, the more I understand, you know, the things of this life. The Most High Yah has already taken care of you. He says, take no thought for what you shall wear, what you shall eat, what's over your head. Knowing that you are a child of Yah, that I have supplied all of your needs according to riches and glory. If you, perchance, would take hope in this, and then that hope would give you that peace, that path of all understanding, that He's taken a lot of things out of our lives, and so sometimes these things are painful. They hurt, they tear, they rip. But in the midst of all that, there's still that healing balm. He is still there for the soothing word, the soothing rebuke, the soothing reproof, the soothing admonishment, that word of love coming from His being to build you up, to birth more hope in you, that perchance that you would cleave to Him more. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. He has written precepts and laws and direction and things in this word of life. He said if you at any time would hold Him to this, to what He said, then He's delighted to perform it, because now He has a vehicle to work through. But many of us do not want Him to work through us, because somehow, some way, through our past life, our past hurts, our past this and past that, past traumas, altercations, whatever it may be, we have a trust issue with the Most High Yah. And boy, does this eat at faith. It eats at faith as dust a canker. But now faith is the substance. Them damn institutions out there in this world, they have no substance. And I don't know what they're worshiping. Or just like what Most High Yah said, they don't know what they're doing. God's who they knew not. And the new gods that rise up. And they got a lot of new gods, a prosperity gods, and this and that gods, and don't tell them what other kinds of gods. But like Hasatan said, I will be like the Most High. Yeah. So the institutions and all of them religious institutions are tied to this world. A world in which we, as the people, the Hebrews, should not have any more roots. In this world, we have should have daily, when we wake up, saluted by knowing the Most High Yah has already got our feet ordered, got the day ordered, Already he has sent back curses, hexes, vexes, incantation spells. And if anyone has set any pit, any snare, any trap, that if you call upon the Most High and say that if any has done so, I ask you, Most High, to let them to be a participant of their own devices. And he is delighted to let them partakers of their own wickedness or their own evils. Because you are a child of the Most High, and he is the Father. And many times we don't allow him to be a father. We are too proud. We're such old in age. We think we're so learned that we can't submit ourselves as a little child. At any time in prayer, any supplication, to fall before his feet as a little child, to pull upon his heart and allow him to work through this vehicle of faith to protect you, to be your shield and your buckler, your high walls, to set up your feet like hinds' feet in high places. That, you know, he will give you wings. He will have you to soar above your tribulations and your whatever is going on in this present time. Hallelujah. 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 Saints of the Most High, I am fired up tonight. Yes, I am thankful because it's a fire that's not of me, but it's the Most High, because I am, my heart is always indicted in a good matter. And your heart should always be indicted in a good matter, because you could, every minute, every hour, you should be walking in hope. You should be walking in faith, because this is now faith, now faith. When I spoke on this months ago, there was now faith in, and it is now faith now. Always we as the Hebrew, you are a Hebrew, you are the child of Yah now. So now faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and I hope you have hope. And it's the evidence of things not seen. And I've been in this walk many years, 20 and quite a few years. And I've seen a lot of things that were not, but I believed that the Most High Yah would make them so, and I have seen them come to pass before my eyes. And I've seen a lot of people who could have been blessed, who could have been strengthened to see the very things, to witness the very things on the inside. But they left and they turned away and they walked no longer with him. And they were not able to see the signs and the wonders that the Most High Yah was delighted to show them. Look, my sons, look, my daughters, look at, you know, I can be this for you and I can be that for you. Just like an Israel of old. He was a husband unto them. But they said, we want to be like the other nations. We want to have a king rule over us. And us, I know the Most High Yah's heart. He's still loving his people. Told Samuel, I said, let them have a king. Let them. As we read in Deuteronomy, children in whom is no faith. And we, the saints of the Most High Yah, on this end, at the end of this, I don't want the Most High Yah to have that testimony about us. We need to be the children of faith. When he comes again, will he find faith on this ball of dirt? Will he find faith? Is faith in you? And the faith is not something that is on you. It is not something that you can carry around in a little booklet or a little pamphlet that's in your back pocket behind you. This is the articles of our faith. Yeah, all this external shit. Nothing on the inside. It has no substance to a Baptist. No substance to a Pentecostal faith. No substance to a Catholic faith. What the hell is that? It's another. Another. It's not the body of Christ. It's a Hasatan. Showing himself, I will be like the Most High, the imitator. We are a people of faith. Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the reason why I'm going over this again for all the new people, before we move on to the great worlds of Jacob and the great worlds of Rachel and Abraham and all that is written, you know, as, you know, the testimonies that they give in Hebrews chapter 11. Epistle written to the Hebrews, huh? Again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. This is in the Aramaic Peshitta. Lamsa translation, it says this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, just as it was the substance of things which have come to pass. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And it says that in this way, it became a testimonial of the elders. Now let me turn there again, Hebrews 11. It's amazing how this book starts out. You know, in this chapter, I don't really like to ascribe to chapters and the verses. As like I said many times before, this it kind of defrags the mind, puts things in the department. Don't bring a full thought. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, because we read about Abel's faith. We read about Enoch's faith. Read about Noah's faith, Abraham's faith. It's adding Sarah, her faith. But it is not good for us to really look into all these wonderful little stories from an external view. I think we as the Hebrews of Yah, we as the bride of Christ, I think, you know, our testimony is sealed. The word is sealed in us from an internal and eternal, because the internal is going to help the eternal. If we can understand this internally, I know many years, pastor has said, get the word of Yah in your heart. Get it in you. A lot of people carry this word, and this word stays on the outside of them. And they like to be identified by all these externals. And you can tell, you know, who the Mennonites are and the Amish are. You can tell all these sects of these religions many times by the way they externally dress, way they externally hold themselves. But we, the people of Yah, the peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, you know, they were always identified, you know, as, you know, the disciples, when they were out doing, you know, the works of Yeshua. You know, they've seen them casting out devils and raising the dead and healing the sick. And, you know, and all this, you know, the people witnessed all this from an eye-level view. But their testimony of the disciples said, and because of the love that they had for one another, they knew that they had been with Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua HaMashiach. That is a beautiful thing when your testimony and everything that is your substance comes from the inside. And it's an amazing thing that takes place. Once you start taking care of a heart from the inside, a mind from the inside, then the outside, the body, will take up. And it will have to yield itself under the ruling, governing power. And that's why that law needs to be written in our hearts and in our minds. We need a governing law of love. We know Yeshua said that's where it's upon whom all the law and the prophets are written. Love Yahweh, Yah Elohim with all thy heart, soul, mind, body, spirit, you know, your whole being. Second is like unto the first, love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon this. Now, this is written in our minds and in our hearts. And the reason why we perform the things we do is because it's written in there. We're not, this is not something we're doing to be saved. It is happening and manifesting itself because we are. We have hope and salvation. Even though there's a lot of things we have not seen yet, but still, we lay up treasures in heaven of hope to see these things come to pass. We've seen a lot of people that had in their hearts to be healed during the feast days, and their heart and their mind was totally, totally from the inside, ready to be healed. They had prepared themselves for healing, and they received their healing. They had hope. The people of Yah always have hope. That is something that is being a partaker of Christ, him being on the end. If he's on the outside, oh, hallelujah. Let me break away just for a few seconds, a few minutes here. I'm going to leave you with a small ministry break, and I will be right back, saints of the Most High Yah. Shalom.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Words of comfort, the King is coming. Another aspect of hope. As we know, as the people of Yah, our King is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, I want to emphasize, you know, the reason why I've been going this direction, we've been, you know, here kind of hovering, I guess, stationary right here at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 11, because before we immerse ourselves in the world of Abraham, Enoch, and all that, you know, this chapter talks about, I really want to get us a understanding of what, you know, faith working in us really is, or what faith is through the eyes of Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 And I keep on reiterating, and it's always good, as you know, a teacher to get it into our mind and in our heart to repeat things over and over and over again. I've done these many times, you know, throughout my walk in Yeshua, repeating a lot of things over and over, you know, and there's a lot of things, you know, that I say within myself, even though, you know, the substance might not be there, but I'm going to have hope later on that these things are going to come to pass. Hallelujah. And I've seen many of them come to pass, but I have not laid open the door. I have not made fertile ground, the fertile ground of hope, to allow these things to come to pass. Then there would be no vehicle for them to come to pass. Because, you know, again, it's just, without faith, it's impossible to please Yah. And we, the children of Yah, we want to please our Father. We want to please our Father. So we want to understand and get to know this thing of faith to a level. And faith to each and every one of us. It's going to be tailor-made to you. But this is the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. You got to understand this. The just shall live by his faith. And we will live this life if we walk by faith. Faith is very pivotal in this life of Yeshua. Romans 8:24. So look at hope for a little bit. Hope. It says, for we, there's a certain we, children of Yah, we are saved by hope. But it says, but hope that is seen, it is not hope. No man has seen Yeshua at any time. And he said to his disciples, you know, blessed, you know, more blessed are their eyes, you know, they see not, yet they believe. But the disciples, they seen and believed. But more blessed are we that have not seen and yet believe. We, you know, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful body of hope. And to be able to, you know, to walk hand in hand with hope. To walk hand in hand with Yah. The fellowship with, you know, the righteous spirits. And many of us don't even, and know in this walk we should look at it. You know, when we read, let's look at this. When we read the book of Proverbs, you know, one thing that really stands out to me, you know, that it really, at many times, it's trying to convey to us wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. You know, wisdom is there. It says, she crieth out, and a lot of people will not take hold of her. And not a lot of people will talk with her and fellowship with her and commune with her. You can read that in the Proverbs. You can read that in Ecclesiastes. Many times she had a testimony. And even in this walk, we've really got to look at faith, hope, love, and just like the word says, that these is ministering spirits, wisdom, ministering spirits. They are given, you know, to be helpers. They are there to be with us, to be in fellowship with us, the heirs of salvation. And even in this, you know, yet we don't see them, yet we believe. Therefore, our hope, there is ground for hope laid there. So as we go on in this hope and as we lay our attention and lay our lives to this realm of hope, and when we start seeing these things materialize, I'm telling you, saints of the Most High, what a wonderful walk it is to see a lot of things, and one time you didn't. But now as you go on the walk, you start seeing them. You know, like Brother Kabir said, you know, eyes being opened. Like the people said, I was awakened. I could really, really, really. A lot of people have the testimony. I really started to have fellowship with the Most High Yah. This is the first time in my life I've had hope. This is, like Kabir says, this is the first time I've really, really, really had the ministering spirit of peace abide with me through all this hell. You know, as many others, they would be on booze, on drugs, laying in a gutter somewhere saying, woe is me, nobody knows. But there was something that was an anchor to his soul, and he gave testimony to it on that video, and it blessed my heart. It strengthened my heart. It strengthened my hope. It was a helper of my faith. And we are helpers one to another, helpers one to another's faith. And he spoke them words, and he just gave us just a little glimpse into his life and to his world, the world that Yeshua is building. And he's given a testimony of his fellowship and his walk with Yeshua, so that we can be strengthened in our walk, in our daily lives with Yeshua. And I love that video, and I love that brother, and I thank him, you know, for sharing that with us. And we, as the people of Yah, these are the things we need to be conversing. Not like, you know, Pastor and the Spirit of Yah had to deal with a viper. The Spirit of Yah would love to fellowship with those that are speaking, those that are walking with his ministering spirits, and give them testimony to their fellowship with the ministering spirits of Yah. Because we're walking this walk of faith. Like Abir said, I've never seen faith on this land. When I was out there in the Christian world, all this stuff was so external. I had no fellowship. There was no substance to it. And now that I'm in this, I see the substance. And many of people are starting to see real substance. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Later on in Romans 15:4 it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning. Why? And before, you know, we're taking this route. This route before we get into the world of Abel, world of Enoch, and the world of Abraham and Jacob. Whatsoever things are written before aforetime were written for our learning. And it says that we, the Hebrews, the people of Yah, through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. This hope, this anticipation. And this anticipation is usually with a pleasure. It's usually with the right mind. The pastor talked about a little bit about negative spirits and positive spirits, and they play a pivotal role. Yea, the just shall live by faith. James goes on and says, James chapter 2, verse 14, says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can this faith save him? Can it? As all I've talked about before. Again, goes on and says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, And it says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled. It says, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. You don't give them no clothes to be clothed with. You don't give them no food. You just tell them, you're just going to give them a word. There's like a lot out there in the Christian realm. We'll pray for you. Come in and send in your prayer requests. And when you send in your prayer requests, make sure you send in plenty of money. Send in your seed money. Vanity. All them people out there giving their substance to something that has no substance. But the people of Yah, they know where substance is. It's a beautiful thing that the sheep know the voice of their father. The sheep know the voice of their master. And when they hear his voice, they come running to that voice. And to know the voice will they run to. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? And it says, see, even so faith, if it hath not works, it is dead. Dead. That's the reason why I said all about these institutions of this Hasatan. He's going to be like the Most High Yah. And they say they have faith. Many of y'all can attest. Many of y'all have come out. Many of y'all have come out of her and give testimony to this. Even so, faith, if it has not works, it's dead, being alone. Yay! A man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. He said, show me thy faith without thy works. And he said, and I will show thee my faith by my works. It's the wonderful thing about these works that you know, those that are looking on the externals, you know, they think a lot of us, you know, that adhere to the commandments and precepts and laws of the Most High Yah, you know, they think we're attaining salvation by works. No, we're doing the works because of salvation, and they don't see this. They don't understand the inner workings within the Hebrew. They don't understand the workings within that Israelite. They don't understand that thing being performed before their eyes, that casting out devil, that raising the dead, that healing the sick, is something that's coming from within. And the works that they see, and the works that the Pharisees and the Sadducees see, they were done from something within, even Yeshua himself, when he was in that body. You see? He said, told them, you see. Everything that I've done, I don't do the as myself. It's the Father that doeth. And even we have this testimony. We have this testimony. We have this testimony in us. If we have cast out a devil in his name, if we have healed the sick in his name, then it's nothing of our own accord, but it's the greater one in us that was greater than he that was in this world. And then we show the greater one in us how he's able to be victorious over the one that is in this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. And he goes on, thou believest that there is one Yah, Elohim. Thou doest well. And then this is, the devils also believe and tremble. And it goes on and says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. is dead also. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The casting out of the devil, the healing of the sick, you know, anyone that's beautiful thing if you have hope that that person is going to be delivered. If you have hope, that person is going to be healed. If you have hope, that you know that without him, we can do nothing. That is a statement of hope. Because if we allow ourselves to be weak so that he can be strong, we will be the people in this time and this hour that will be strong because he is strong. And because he is strong, the joy of him is our strength. Not the joy of us is our strength, but the joy of him, the joy of the master, the joy of the Savior is our strength. And he has no greater joy than to hear always that his children walk in truth. And because he has joy, we have strength. And we want our Father to be joy. And we want our Father to be pleased. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So whatever we must do, whatever we must say, or however we must walk, let's do it by faith and not by sight. This walk, this is no longer your life. Now you're learning to take on his yoke. But he is there to plow with you. And you've got to plow this plow. I know these world's institutions have got in our mind and concocted and created these worlds where so many people, they hate pain. You know, one thing, you know, even in this walk, I have myself, I suffered a lot of pain internally. Well, one thing, you know, a lot of that pain that I suffered, I've not looked at it as something that was against me. And I always looked into it from an internal, not an external perspective, but an internal perspective as something that will strengthen me. Because one thing that pain does show within our being is an area that is weak. And do we want the Most High Yah to come in and to be the one to feel and to heal that void, to heal that cut, to heal that bruised emotion? Do we? Do we? Oh, saints of the Most High, I pray somehow, some way that this is communicating to you tonight. Because this walk, I'm guaranteeing you there is going to be a lot of suffering, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. Don't let your downfall be from a perception of your flesh. Flesh profiteth nothing. And you've got to really say that to yourself continually, even throughout the day. My flesh profiteth nothing. That now on this side of the impalement, on this side of the crucifixions, everything that I'm going through now, it is there to tailor make me, to bring me to a more perfect, to mold me into a better son, to mold me into a better daughter. Pain and all the suffering. When we read of it, of our Master and our Savior, how much he endured for us. Because there was something greater on the inside of him, propelling him, strengthening him, pushing him, propelling him to go through. It was this love for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ was dying for us. He had us in mind. It was not his life that he had any concern about. Yeah, the pain was in the body, but the pain was there for good. By his stripes, we are healed. The iniquity of us all was laid upon him. You know, he endured that pain for us. And we should endure the pain for one another. We should endure. This is the hope that should be in us. Because we look at his life. And we want to be conformed to the image of Yah. But we don't want to go through none of the fire. None of the trials. None of the tribulations. Well, you won't be formed without the fire. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I implore everyone that's, you know, able to hear my voice to stay in this war, to faint not in well-doing. And many times we think, you know, a lot of what we're doing is in vain. It is not. If you have hope in him. Don't hope in yourself. Never put hope in yourself. Put hope in Yeshua. Put hope in his mercy. Put hope in his love. Put hope in his healing. Put hope in his overshadowing power. You make a place for him to be your father because he wants to be your father. Become like little children, so you can start seeing who the Father is. We many times don't allow a place for the Father to make himself known unto us. But that the times that we have, in the times of weakness, he has shown himself mightily. And in my 90 beam view, you can see him show himself to your brother and to your sister. And you should rejoice when they have been visited. Not as the flesh will react. Well, the Most High, I should have visited me. Why did they visit him first? Why did they visit her first? You know, all this click-clack and external bickerings and backbitings and viperings and whatever it may be. Because they don't have no enduring substance on the inside. They speak what is in their hearts. And we got to be careful to guard our hearts in this faith walk. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping in? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High. You know me, fitted as a vessel, you know, for this purpose, as a teacher, as a ministration of a teacher. Oh, praise Yah. Because, you know, in these 20-something years, that I've walked with the Most High Yah, I have a deeper hallelujah. I have a deeper glory. I have a deeper amen and whatever it may be. Because I've learned, you know, that nothing from the outside can glorify him. Nothing on my external, you know, nothing, you know, that is temporal can give any credence to him. It will not yield itself to him. Like in the beginning, you know, it said, yeah, with my mind, I will serve the law of Yah, but my flesh, I understand now. Like Paul said, I understand now. This is a hope now. Hope in me now that, you know, my flesh is going to serve the law of sin. So I've not got to worry about that now. Now, you know, since he's come to that understanding, as he said in Romans 7, now I have this realm of peace within me. Because he gave us a glimpse into his world at that time. And when he wanted to do good, evil was present with him. But he knew what to do, but he could not do it. But he found something that is in him warring against, you know, the thing that was put in his mind. It was this thing called sin. But he said, and he got to a point where he called upon hope. He called upon hope. Hope rose up in him. And he says, I thank my Yah. I thank my Yah. I thank my Elohim. I thank my Savior. Because he was hollering, you know, and looking at all this war, going, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And he's talking about, you know, this old fleshly war. And the Most High, in that weakness, gave him the revelation. Well, yes, I understand now with my mind, with the mind of Christ that he's put in me, because he's put the law there. I will serve the law of Yah. But I know my flesh that is so temporal and come from the dirt of this world is going to serve the law of sin. So he come to that realm of peace. And we've got to come to that realm in our walk, in our faith walk, that concerning these fiery trials, which is to try us. You know, these, we think it is some strange thing that is supposed to try us. And we read in Matthew 10 when, you know, when the families are coming against us, when Yeshua told you, hey, this is going to happen. It's going to be how it is. Have you counted the cost? Have you counted the cost? I'm showing you this. I'm showing you to strengthen your faith, strengthen your hope that this thing is going to come to pass. So that you will grab on to the hem of my garment, Yeshua said, and walk with me because I walked through it. He walked through it. He tempted all points. But he made a way of escape. So if he has the way of escape, I'm going to cling to the one that has the way of escape. Shouldn't you cling to the one that has the way of escape and inquire of him? Claim within yourself, without him you do nothing. And now that we know we have an advocate with the Father, we have this great hope, which is an anchor to the soul, which is an anchor to the soul. Anchor to the soul. Whew. Faith, hope, love. Faith, love. Paul gave the testimony, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yeah, he said, I'm living, but it's not I, yet not I. But he said, but Christ liveth where? In. Not outside. He's not in some book that's sitting over on the shelf. Receiving 3 months of dirt, or whatever it may be, or is picked up every first day of the week, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But he says, but Christ liveth in me. We are the temple of Yah now. And the life which I now live in the flesh, and the life which I now live in this temporal body, now I live by the faith of the Son of Yah. And how can I live by the faith of the Son of Yah? Because he loved me. And he gave himself for me. This faith, truth itself. Yeshua says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Before Abraham was, I am. And this greater one is in you. Unless you be reprobate. Saints of the Most High, yeah. But I pray none of us are reprobates. As some have sown lately. Saints, brothers and sisters, if we've had fellowship with the word tonight. They have enjoyed, you know, the good word of Yah. Pray somehow, some way, again, this has been a strength, been an edification, been a guide to you. I know in many ways we've not learned to really rejoice in the simplicity of Christ, but we need to, because we live in a complex world. And some of us are living complex lives, and we got complex ways of thinking. We need to shut all that crap down, especially right here and right now. It's the Shabbat. We should be entering into his rest. And we will find good rest for our souls. And in this, will find faith, hope, love is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. 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 Until tomorrow, we will be fellowshipping again with our Master and our Savior, the Word, which we know who formed the worlds. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Bless you all, saints, family. Bless you, Brother Paul, again, for posting scripture. All those who are able to join tonight, to listen tonight, I pray for your edification. I pray that your faith fail you not. And I know by the Spirit of Yah, He gave you clothing tonight, gave you food, and gave you nourishment tonight. And in this we have hope. In this we have peace. This we have security. Hallelujah. Ah, bless you all, saints. Until we meet again tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah. Words of hope, the King is coming.